Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. The live call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. And just so folks are clear, we have somebody typing in all caps about how they don't like to be on hold when a phone rings, you answer it, et cetera, and so on, in one of the chat rooms. Here's how it works. You call the phone number, and you hear a little message that plays, and then, yes, you get put on hold, and you hear the current show. You get put on hold until one of us can screen you. That generally happens during the commercial breaks. We screen you, we ask you your name, what your topic is, where you're calling from, and we write it down, and then we put you on hold again. And then, when the commercial breaks are over, we introduce you and bring you on air to have the conversation. So, that's how things work here at Free Talk Live. If you would like to join in the conversation, then please do call 603-283-6160. But do expect to be put on hold until you can be screened. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. And joining me...
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
I'm glad you remembered your name this time.
I usually forget my name.
No, you're pretty good.
That's my biggest fear, that I'm just going to say something that's not my name. Just say another name or something. I don't know.
Dave's not here, man. Wait, no, that was our 420 episode. We did all the fun stuff. I think for the first two segments, I ended every sentence with, man.
Vincent said he was excited to do a 420 episode.
He was, and it was good. But I wanted to remind you that on March 16th of 2020, government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, the homes of Aria DeMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. These six people, known as the Crypto Six, were then arrested and taken into custody. Ian Freeman and Nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul, both remain in custody. What can you do to help? You can check out thecrypto6.com. There are multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund because these charges are not a joke. It's going to take serious legal teams and many experts to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case is very likely to set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. Help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by contributing to their legal defense fund over at thecrypto6.com. One more time, thecrypto6.com. We've been talking about this article from the American Institute for Economic Research about your favorite television doctor. No, I'm not talking about, what was the other guy? Dr. Phil?
Oh.
Yeah, not talking about that guy. Not talking about that guy. But Dr. Fauci, Anthony Fauci, has chalked up over 300-plus media appearances in the past year, and that's not counting, like, podcasts and YouTube appearances and that type of thing. He is an agent, in my opinion, an agent of propaganda, of fear propaganda, fear porn, if you will, to keep you scared, to keep you afraid of the hobgoblin that is the coronavirus, which I've had, by the way, and I got over. And guess what? No big deal. I mean, I was down for a couple of weeks, but I would be with anything like the flu or anything like that. Anyway, it was slightly different than the flu, but at no point during the entire illness did I ever think, oh, I might die. There was no point in which that happened. I slept a lot. I had some chills, some sweats, some fever. I didn't have much of an appetite. I dropped a few pounds, which is good for me. You know, it went into my lungs at the end, and so, of course, as a former smoker, of course, like, it just kind of hangs out in your lungs for a while, and you just cough and cough and cough and cough and cough. That last week that I wasn't on the air, I otherwise felt fine, except for I was constantly coughing, and I didn't want to put that on the air, so I just stayed off the air.
Yeah, coughing ain't good for the air.
No, it's not.
Coughing is horrible for sleeping.
Yes. Yes, it certainly is. So anyway, just to end this article from the AIER, they wrap it up by saying Anthony Fauci is having the best year of his life. It has become clear that he desperately wants the show to continue, even if that means demanding that tens of millions of people suffer by conforming to his pseudoscience-based edicts. The TV doctor sure knows how to drive ratings, with the hopes that this is just season one of his long-running hit pandemic series.
Yikes.
Yeah. Your thoughts?
Well, Cuomo did get an Emmy for his like daytime addresses or whatever they were called. Like,
that is a fact.
You know, the whole situation is so messed up. Like they didn't do what they should have done in the early days, and then like they told you not to wear masks, and like there's all these things that were just like the time to do that would have been in the early days, and then at a certain point it's like the lockdown doesn't even make sense anymore, and it's like there's a short window where you that maybe would have worked, maybe not. I'm not saying it would have.
Only 2 years to flatten the curve.
Right. But right, and this is the thing. It's like, you didn't do it soon enough, and that's assuming it would work, right? Just because you do it doesn't mean it will work. But then when you realize it's not going to, when it's not working, you end it because it doesn't make sense and it's hurting your economy. And then, like, you know, people starve, and that's exactly what we're seeing now.
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to get any better. I really don't.
Probably not. Not the way they run things.
I've seen too many people fall for the fear that the government puts out, and it's
90% of the population.
It is a huge percentage of the population. Even around here, in a state that's not all that populated, an area where, like, Keene is the biggest city, you know, for, I don't know, an hour or so in any direction, and 23,000 people, you know, we're in a rural area, and 90% of the people around here are just hook, line, and sinker. Seen a guy today driving around in his car with his mask on, except it was pulled down below his nose.
You know, it's funny. I feel like I live in an enclave where the people around me don't do any of these things, but at the same time, I see other people doing it that are not immediately surrounding.
And they're the South Park, like, secondary character people. That's how I feel about these
people.
The
NPCs?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
the non-player characters, for those of you who...
Yeah, it's so weird, because it's like, you'll see people doing weird things, like walking down the street, but the people immediately close to me, right? The people who will surround me in my little community aren't doing those things, you know? They're behaving normally, and it's the people who are kind of, like, outside that are walking down the street,
yeah.
You know, people I don't actually interact with that are all doing this very bizarre, you know, stuff, and it's crazy, because I know it's not as bad here, even, you know, with the people walking down the street, compared to, say, New York or, you know,
any
some
big
other
city, really.
Yeah, some of these other places, but, yeah.
I know I have some peeps back on the West Coast in the Seattle area, and I showed them the video of the flash mob, the maskless flash mob.
Oh yeah,
that happened over here at the co-op, and they were like, you know, somebody tried something like that around here, I believe they get mobbed themselves or probably curb stomped by, like, people with masks.
Right,
and I'm like, you see the point then, right? You know, like, he's like, New Hampshire really is the live free or die state. I'm like, that's why I came here.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Just because of that. You know,
yeah, people, I have to say, it might be a little bit too much the live free or die state.
You know,
it's like, I mean, we got people on both sides that are like, you know, that are going to be dying here, and it's you know, both people with masks and without masks. They're just they're going, both sides are going to such extremes. It seems like it's like, what, we just all get along.
What has ceased for me, though, at least that I've noticed since Governor Flununu, Sununu. lifted the statewide mask mandate, is people are still masking, even where it's not required, but they're no longer confrontational to me.
Really?
Yeah. So, for example, I live a bit outside of the Keene area. There's a grocery store I go to. that I've always gone to, and they've always just sort of been like, you know, they'd be confrontational, and I'd be like, I got a medical condition, you know, I'm medically exempt. And they'd be like, okay, and they'd let me do my shopping anyway. They've stopped confronting me, like any of them, at all. And also the customers who wear masks don't confront me either, because you would have to deal with that as well.
I've only been confronted once, ever, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. 603-283-6160. Coming up, one state plans to eliminate all accelerated math courses prior to 11th grade.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Yeah!
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. The live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves to talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number for you to do so is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
So, I got this article from somebody. I don't remember who. Oh, yes, actually, I do. I believe a man who refers to himself as the Kahuna. This is from theblaze.com, or Blaze Media, if you will. The state of Virginia plans to eliminate all accelerated math courses prior to the 11th grade in an effort to achieve equity, says a report. Lower standards for all students in the name of equity.
Yeah, this sounds so much like what I'd expect from Virginia.
Well, I mean, okay, stereotype if you like about folks from the South and things that they do, but as we've seen before with anything government does, and, you know, let's not pretend that public schooling is not a government program. It is.
Oh, for sure.
This goes on. We've seen before that when one state does a thing, generally monkey see, monkey do, and it flows to all the other states, particularly if it's effective at accomplishing whatever the goal is.
You know, it's kind of humorous, though, too, because this is something I would think would be something that would be proposed more like in California or New York first.
Yeah, you would think so, right?
Is Virginia, like, turning or something?
I don't know.
Or certain parts of Virginia turning in the other direction? Because I think of Virginia more as, like, this hick kind of conservative part of the country, you know, southern.
I've only traveled briefly through Virginia. I've never stayed there for any period of time. I did know a guy named Rusty who was from Virginia, but I met him in, like, Toledo, Ohio.
See, Virginia is near Washington, D.C., part of it, right?
It is,
so
yeah.
It's probably partially that, and I think that is more probably left the it's, conservatives, it's so maybe
near,
they're kind of taking over
it's
Virginia.
It's near East Carolina, I believe.
Okay.
East Carolina.
Wait, what? Exists.
Let's find out what the article has to say. The Virginia Department of Education is eliminating accelerated math courses before 11th grade to, quote, improve equity in mathematics learning opportunities, according to a report by Fox News. Loudoun County School Board member Ian Sirotkin brought attention to the reported academic changes on Tuesday with a Facebook post exposing the plans. Sirotkin warns of a sweeping initiative by the Virginia Department of Education to revamp the K-12 math curriculum statewide over the next few years.
You know, I'd rather them just let kids take whatever classes they want to take in any ways, honestly. So I don't really think people need to be forced to take, you know, the hardest math if they never want to do a job or they need to know that.
This is the thing. It's like, if you want to get an education, great, go and get that education. But at the same time, it's like, if somebody doesn't want to get an education...
Well, let's not confuse school with education.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Sirotkin's post included a chart of proposed math courses for 2022 through 2030. The Virginia Mathematics Pathways Initiative is a joint initiative amongst the Virginia Department of Education, the State Council of Higher Education for Virginia, and the Virginia Community College System, according to the VDOE website. The initiative set goals to redefine mathematics pathways for students in the Commonwealth to address the knowledge, skills, experiences, and attributes that students must attain to be successful in college and or the workforce to be, quote, life ready. The VMPI will also improve equity in mathematics learning opportunities and empower students to be active participants in a quantitative world. As currently planned, this initiative will eliminate all math acceleration prior to the 11th grade. Sirotkin wrote on Facebook, "That is not an exaggeration, nor does there appear to be any discretion in how local districts implement this." So now, when I was in public school, they one day they sent some unknown person into the classroom, and they gave everybody a blank piece of drawing paper and a number two pencil. And they said, we want you to draw a monster. Right? And everybody's like, really? We just draw a monster? And, yep. Are we graded on this? Nope. Just use your imagination, draw a monster, and, you know, we'll see how you do. And they're like, okay. So everybody started drawing monsters, right? I drew this. I was into drawing at the time. I had aspirations of becoming, like, a comic book artist, right? So I was always drawing, like, superhero-type dudes, like, all muscular and stuff like that, right? So I drew this super, like, you know, muscular superhero-type body, but then I put a cyclops head on him and three arms on each side. So he had six arms, right? Pretty scary-looking dude. I must say, even, you know, though I did it myself. And so they did this in order to identify kids to put in what's called gifted and talented art class. Hmm. Right? And so they identified me as one of these kids because of my six-armed cyclops that I drew. And several other kids who were far superior artists to me. But we didn't have a choice in this matter. Right, we drew these monsters, and they go, oh, okay, so every Wednesday, you're going to have to stay after school and take this additional art class.
After school, no.
After school, additional class.
Wait, what?
Right, now, something like that could be looked at as a privilege, right? You could because they called it gifted and talented, and you're like, oh, but you're gifted and talented, so you get to stay after school and take it, you know, kind of thing. Now, schools sometimes attempt to, or sound like they attempt to do the right thing and they do the wrong thing. My point in all this is, if they're going to eliminate advanced mathematics prior to the 11th grade, let's say you're a super smart math person and you're in 10th grade, right? And you want to be taking, like, trigonometry. They're not going to let you. Not going to let you.
You know, I thought your story was going to go a little differently, like you drew the teacher or something, or the government or something. Because, you know, monster,
yeah,
right?
That would have been good. Yeah, if I just drew, like, the postman and the policeman,
yes,
and the politician. And
yes,
these are all monsters. That would have been good.
Yeah.
That would have been good. I wasn't as free-minded as a child as I am now as an old man.
Didn't happen to all of us when we were four, Chris.
Yeah.
As currently planned, this initiative will eliminate all math acceleration prior to 11th grade. Sorotkin and the initiative would only allow accelerated math classes in 11th and 12th grade. All 6th graders will take Foundational Concept 6. All 7th graders will take Foundational Concept 7. All 10th graders will take Essential Concepts 10. I don't know why it has to change names, not number. Anyway.
You know, this seems to be like such a undermining people who are like actually deficient. Like, because if they're all required to take the same class and they're not of that skill level, they're literally not going to learn anything from taking that class.
Yeah, it sounds to me like when they came out with the new math, it's so simple that only a child can do it. 603-283-6160 is our telephone number if you'd like to join us. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden spoke again during his virtual climate summit. He told 40 world leaders that more jobs are coming soon.
For automotive workers, building electric cars, trucks, and buses,
skilled workers installing in charging stations to accommodate them throughout our countries.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the administration's climate plan will reduce jobs, not increase them. Biden said he's looking forward to working with Russian President Vladimir Putin, who said his nation is interested in galvanizing international cooperation on climate change. British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell has pleaded not guilty to new sex trafficking charges filed last month related to allegations that she procured underage girls for Jeffrey Epstein. If convicted, she faces up to 35 years in prison. This is USA Radio News. A panel of health experts have agreed it's time to lift the pause on the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. The health panel, serving as advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, say the benefits of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine outweigh the serious but very small risk. The FDA and the CDC chose to pause the vaccine after several women developed serious and, in three cases, deadly blood clots. At that time, nearly 8 million people had received the single-dose vaccine. The advisory panel voted 10-4 with only one abstention to recommend lifting the pause for people 18 and over. The CDC has also announced it's now recommending that pregnant women get the COVID-19 vaccinations. Director Rochelle Walensky said a new study found no safety concerns with women using the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines given during the third trimester. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything that's on your mind. The telephone number here in the studio, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about this article from TheBlaze.com that says Virginia plans to eliminate all accelerated math courses prior to the 11th grade in an effort to achieve equity. I don't know what they mean by achieve equity. I've never heard...
Make everybody dumb.
Well, it sounds a lot like achieve equality, and I can tell you that equality doesn't exist.
Well, I just looked it up because I didn't want to, like, seem dumb, but I couldn't remember exactly what equity meant instead of equality. It means a state of justice or fairness.
Because they want to be fair.
Yeah, you know, wasn't there... there a movie out, like, I don't know, within the last 20 years that was, like, basically, like, everybody got dumb because everything had to be perfectly fair?
Well, Harrison Bergeron by Kurt Vonnegut is a book, like a short story that's about that. And it's also why I've been rethinking the concept of, like,
he's thinking privilege. Of idiocracy.
Is it was that idiocracy? Maybe. It could have been. It could have
everybody
been.
Just got dumber. And
well,
the guy
didn't they put like restrictions on people
yeah,
like they couldn't be smarter. Okay. Like it would zap them or something like headgear. No, it would zap them
not,
if they were too smart.
It's not idiocracy that you're thinking about.
That. That's what I've been thinking about a lot recently with this whole concept of privilege. Like some things I can see how they're saying that like society or the government has given people privilege, but some things like they say pretty privilege is like, do you want everybody to walk around like pretty people have to have some ugly scar put on their face so that way they're just not as pretty as they are born.
Well, that's all subjective,
equal,
too,
you know?
Right? And as far as equality goes, I mean, even the same man is not equal to himself on different days.
Yep.
You know? There's some days where, like, I feel like I could lift, I don't know, 500 pounds or whatever it is. I can't lift that much, but I'm just saying. You know, other days I'm like, man, I am so weak. Like, I just got over the COVID. I was feeling pretty weak for, like, a good week.
So
you know?
Everybody has to be sick all the time?
Well, no, I'm just saying that, like, as far as, you know, trying to make people feel equal or fair, right, it's a never-ending chase. It's never going to happen. You're never going to achieve the goal because, well, life's not fair.
Yep.
People aren't fair, you know. It's just not going to happen. And you can't even be equal to yourself on different days. So to believe that you can achieve equality, you know, amongst everybody, that's just a chase that's never going to result in anything.
Yeah. It seems like equal opportunity is one thing, and, you know, to a degree anyway, but to try and make everybody the same is just asking for trouble.
Yeah. This article goes on to talk about how only in 11th and 12th grade will there be any opportunity for choice in higher math courses in the state of Virginia. The VDOE spokesperson Charles Pyle did not dispute Sorotkin's claims, but said the math courses would be malleable to each student's skill level. Yeah. When it's like a 1-to-40 ratio of teachers to kids. Differentiated instruction means providing instruction that is catered to the learning needs of each child, Pyle told Fox News. Yeah, that would be true if, you know, your children are not in public schools. The VMPI implementation team is currently working to seek feedback to help ensure local implementation practices address concerns like the shift from acceleration to deeper learning, Pyle added. Offering an inclusive learning environment that engages and challenges students of a variety of levels of understanding and different interests will be a focus of the common mathematics pathways proposed in grades K through 10. These pathways seek to restructure mathematics education by focusing on instruction and reasoning, real-world problem-solving, communication, and connections, while shifting away from an emphasis on computation and routine problem practice.
Wait, did I just hear that correctly? So they're basically moving people away from math into, like, art. What is it, art now? Or
instruction on reasoning, real-world problem-solving, communication, and connections, while shifting away from an emphasis on computation and routine problem practice. So
they're eliminating math class.
That's what it sounds like, you know, or at least any higher math. Now, when I was in seventh grade, they said, when I get to eighth grade, I'm going to get to take algebra, right? Because I did well enough in regular math class, and it was only, you know, I don't know, a handful of people that get to take algebra in eighth grade. So I get to eighth grade, and I fail algebra. Right, like hardcore. I just like, this is way too abstract for me. Maybe it was too early in the morning, or, you know, I don't know, I'd started doing drugs in the eighth grade, so like, who knows, maybe I was high in class and it just didn't set in or whatever. So but some of the other kids got it and they picked up on it and they were like, bam, yeah, I totally get this stuff, right? So in eighth grade, right now, these guys are talking about eliminating any higher math classes until 11th grade.
I eliminated higher math classes for myself in 11th grade because I went and took, enrolled myself in math models, even though I was, like, really okay at math. Like, I was never bad at math. I just hated it. So I went and enrolled in something called math models, which was just, like, be, like, for the, like, dumbest kids. And after a while, like, the teacher told me, like, Bonnie, we might have to move you out of here because you're doing too good. So I started doing worse.
Oh, my
God. So I could stay in there.
That's funny.
You're doing too good. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, my God. An anonymous parent of students who attend schools who attends school in Loudoun County, reacted to the reports of the elimination of accelerated math classes by saying, "Lower standards for all students in the name of equity. These changes will have a profound impact on students who excel in STEM-related curriculum, weakening our country's ability to compete in a global marketplace for years to come," the unnamed parent stated. Yeah, again, public school, not designed to educate anybody. It is designed to create obedient workers.
You know the crazy thing about this is, I'm always saying how, you don't have to worry about the borders, how they have border guards and they let some people in, they don't let other people in. And I'm like, you don't have to really worry about the borders being open to everybody because, America, we've got schools and education and, the people coming in, they lack those things and therefore, we can outcompete those people, individually. And the humorous thing is, though, if we get rid of the, even rudimentary joke that is an education system in the United States, we won't have those advantages anymore. So maybe people do need to worry about the borders.
Yeah.
And keeping them closed.
I don't know. I think we need to focus on getting rid of the state. The border problem takes care of it.
Oh, yeah. If we get rid of the state, the border problem will definitely take care of it.
Because then there's no welfare state to attract anybody to sort of live off the government.
Right. And then people have incentives to actually want to learn and work and everything else. Right. And if they don't, well, they will suffer the consequences. And
I know a whole lot of Americans who are currently living off the system and not working. Americans who went to public school.
Yeah. I can imagine that number is quite high at this point in space and time.
Yeah, it's actually, and you know what? It's fun, what's kind of disturbing about that is some of those people aren't even not working by choice. They're not allowed to work.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
Well, there's some people that aren't allowed to work certain jobs. Anyone could get a different job.
Well, not in some states, not in some places, right? Because they've prohibited people from working with COVID.
Oh, I guess for temporary. If that's
right. Yeah, yeah.
Well, and there's still a whole bunch of people who are sort of collecting the extended unemployment benefits as a result of COVID.
Right.
And that kind of a thing.
Actually, a lot of people.
And
record numbers.
And yet places can't hire enough people.
I wonder why.
Lots of places are hiring, but nobody wants to go and work there because, well, there's no incentive.
Exactly.
There's no incentive. When you take away incentive, that's when your society really begins to fall apart. And if the incentive structure is upside down or backwards, then you have an immoral organization, or at least an unethical one. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live coming up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Final segment of tonight's Friday night edition of Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
You can join us and other liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, and that means there's no ticket cost, and that there's no one in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can connect with other attendees there. There's an unofficial forum and an unofficial Telegram chat. Again, you can find links to all of those and more at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there.
And you better reserve fast, because the campground is filling up those 2 weeks.
I thought it's already full.
No, that's for the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Right, which is the week before.
Yeah.
But
it's flowing into ForkFest,
which is great.
And I got my RV site reserved like last week, or no, early this week, maybe it was Tuesday, I think it was. And on Tuesday, I was told that basically she was having trouble finding me an RV spot during ForkFest. So there were a few spots. But
oh, you have an RV?
No, I don't have an RV, but I.
You gonna rent one or something?
No. I'm gonna camp on the RV spot, but the RV spot is kind of what they call Agora Valley.
And, oh, right.
And so that's kind of yeah. I did actually rent a hotel for like the Porcupine Freedom Festival because I couldn't get a spot. I couldn't get a motel on the campsite, nor could I get a spot. So I ended up like 10 minutes away renting a hotel.
So I need to shift gears for a moment and say thank you to Eric Haley. Eric Haley is a gold-level amplifier. What is an amplifier, you might ask listeners? Well, an amplifier, first of all, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And amplifiers are people who help us to do just those things, advertise, market, and promote. You can find more over at amp.freetalklive.com, where you can see the different levels. I believe the gold level is $10 a month. The silver level is $5. We only ask for $5. You can give more. Eric gives more. And Eric Haley, we do appreciate you. If you like this program, if you like the hosts and co-hosts, the content, the perspective of freedom and peace and prosperity that we come from, the fact that we have open phone lines 7 nights a week, with very few exceptions. If you enjoy all of that, please consider becoming an amplifier. The money goes directly to get this show on more radio stations. We're currently on around 200 radio stations. We could be on 250. We could be on 300 radio stations or even more. It's all up to you. Please visit amp.freetalklive.com. You guys got anything you want to talk about in the last segment?
Well, I hope that Ian is out by June 28th or whatever it is, so we can go to Pork Fest, because I told him on the phone the other day that Pork Fest sold out. Well, maybe not their tickets, but their camping spots for the first time ever, and he was just like, wow, that's crazy. It's going to be like the craziest Pork Fest ever.
Yeah. Is there any updates in regards to his case?
Well, the next hearing date is June 8th.
Ooh, so there's a possibility, maybe?
Yeah, if he could get out and have permission to go.
I will be surprised if they release him, but there's a possibility.
Yeah, I don't...
I wouldn't be surprised, because he has such a good case. Like, he has no reason to be held, and now this judge has to actually do something by the book more, because it's not just a magistrate, so I honestly don't see how he has any possible reason to hold Ian, so...
You're young and naive. The system will eventually beat you down.
You're old and bitter, just like me. I'm also old and bitter. I know. Like, I was going to send Ian a book, and I was holding out because I'm like, well, you know, okay, he didn't get out on bail. All right, but he can appeal that, so I was holding out for that. And then, like, there was some other thing that happened that made me think maybe, you know, there'd be some bail in his future or whatever. And then finally I just broke down and sent it, because I'm like, you know what? If I send this book and he doesn't get it because he gets out of jail, that would have been worth the cost of shipping the book, right? You know what I mean? I'll get him another book or whatever if they happen to miss each other, you know, by the fault of the government or whatever. You know what I mean? That would be fine. So I just decided to send it, and of course, being the bitter person that I am, he's still in jail. He did get the book, but he's still in jail. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's... It was like a week in, I think, that I finally sent the first message, basically, the first letter that I wrote. Actually, it wasn't even a letter. It was just a picture. But the first picture, it was like, they ain't getting out that quick. And I didn't think that was probably... I thought that was probably what was going to happen, but it's like... Well, let's give it a week, see what happens, and then we'll make our conclusions and do what we need to do.
Yeah,
yeah. And I think nobody, the picture that was sent was the first thing that nobody actually received from anybody. So
Mark had called into the show, I think, on Wednesday night when you were here, Bonnie, and was talking about how the prosecutor was saying that. Well, Ian's a risk because he has no ties to the state of New
Hampshire. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we were just talking about how stupid that was.
I'm thinking in my head, and to pile on to the list of things that make that sound stupid, Free Talk Live and Ian Freeman may be single-handedly responsible for getting a large percentage of people who have moved here for the ideas of freedom to move here, right? He was, for a while, he was, Free Talk Live and Ian Freeman were the marketing arm of the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah, let me put this
and
way.
And the Free State Project.
People who adamantly hate Ian, wholeheartedly hate Ian, admit that he's basically two-thirds of, like, the people who moved to the state of New Hampshire for the Freedom of the Free State Project are here because of Ian.
Yeah.
Either directly or indirectly because of something he did.
Like, to say he has no ties here is just to be obscenely obtuse and ignorant.
It's literally preposterous. Like, they used his parents living in Florida as some kind of excuse. He hasn't talked to his parents in literally months.
Yeah.
But he moved his girlfriend, me, from Texas to New Hampshire.
Right. No ties, though.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I mean,
he only has a church here, right? He only has a syndicated national talk show.
He's extremely dedicated to you, like, more than most people are to any job.
The guy who doesn't want to leave the state and only, like, grudgingly leaves the state, like, a couple of times a year, let alone the country. It's like,
But he's got no ties to New Hampshire.
No ties to New Hampshire.
No ties.
Yeah, no ties.
I wonder, does he even own a tie? Like, does he have ties in his closet?
Yeah, I've seen him.
So he does have ties in New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, not to New Hampshire.
I think that's a costume that you're talking about.
It's a costume.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that counts.
He looks really cute, and I've seen it.
I would like to see the man get out on bail. I don't think that they have any reason to hold him.
I don't think they have a justification for holding him, but that doesn't necessarily mean I have any hope that the system is not just
I think they'd have to just throw out any semblance of, like, law and order if they kept him.
They did that ages ago, though. I mean, it's not going to, like, this isn't going to be the case where magically, like, you know, the system all of a sudden comes through and, they stop being corrupt and malicious and, like, attacking freedom and attacking people who are doing good works.
It's actually, it's not humorous in any way, but, like, it's interesting that the more they screw up, the longer they hold him, the longer they hold nobody, right, the more they make our case, the case that we've been making on national radio for however long Free Talk Live has been there, a couple of decades, right? You know, like, because they're doing all of the things that we say that they always do.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, it's like, this isn't the first time they've targeted Ian. Like, there have been multiple raids by multiple different government agencies over the last 10 years. Like, the first time, it was stupid. It was, like, over a smoke alarm. Like, missing batteries from a smoke alarm, they basically raided over. It was crazy. Like, and there's other incidences just like that, and it's just kind of been upping the ante over the years.
We are out of time. If you missed any of our show, go find the archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Peace.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.